Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's January 18, 2024, and we are doing individual and group healing tonight. We do this twice a month because it's so fabulously helpful for the people in the hot seat and everyone else too. You will get good, strong healing energy whether or not you hit the hot seat tonight and whether you're live or on the recording. It always happens that way. So let me explain what happens here if you're new. After we do our typical setup, we are going to invite people to become the focus of healing. That person will tell us very simply and clearly the one thing they'd like to be different by the end of their healing round, if that can happen. And then we all do a hollow reed invocation to flow energy to them. And we do that to the best of our abilities, and people typically get good results. So that's what we'll do. Of course, let me move my mic a second here. All right, that should be a little bit better. So we'll do the normal setup, which will include calling the directions of the Mesa, calling in our beautiful high vibration allies, setting up a safe container, inviting everyone into embodied awakening, and then we'll start with the hot seat healings. So as always, when we do experiential events, I invite you to be fully present as if you're right here in the room with me. Your undivided attention really helps not only you, but everybody else, because we all create the field together, even if you're on the recording. So I do make that request. And if you got to leave early, that's okay. Just ask the allies to ease you out of the field, and your arrival, forgive me, your departure will not create any problems. Alrighty, so I invite you now to give us your full attention. This event will last about 90 minutes. And typically we have time for maybe four or five people in the middle. And please don't volunteer or raise your hand or anything until I request and give you the parameters of who we're inviting into the hot seat at that time. All right, so I invite you to close your eyes. Become aware of overall how your physical body feels. And overall how your energy body feels. That's your baseline. So as I do the energetic setup, if you feel energy moving, just feel that happening on its own. If you cannot feel that, just feel your breath come and go on its own. Pachamama. Mama Kia Wirakocha Inti Kriti I am that I am. To prepare myself, I call on my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, fourth density or higher consciousness, service to other, maximum merging of higher self and Benjamin. Thank you, allies. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Amma the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call the following archangels: Raphael, Michael, Uriel, Gabriel, Metatron. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirits of the French Broad and Swannanoa rivers. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu, guardian angel; Apu, dragon, mountain gateway; Apu, shining rock; Apu, Mount Pisgah; Apu, Mount Mitchell; Apu, grandfather mountain; Apu, Asangate; Apu, Machu Picchu; Apu, Mount Shasta; Apu, Mount Everest; Apu, Mauna Loa; Apu, Mount Kilimanjaro; Apu, Ayers Rock. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. All right, there's our container. And now I'm going to invite all of us into embodied awakening. And I won't give the whole explanation, but I will invite you to do it. Basically, this is inviting your higher self to merge with you and your human self. This one will happen to the greatest extent that serves highest good, and you're not going to get overwhelmed. It will be very wonderful if you let it happen. So if you're willing to let your higher self come into your human self so you can have a more wonderful experience during this event and maybe after. We're going to talk to the higher self right now to invite it in. I'm going to invite you to repeat these eight words after me, again, speaking to the higher self and starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go. And if you feel energy coming into your body, that would be your higher self coming in. Just really be passive and let it come to you. If you can't feel any energy stuff happening, then just feel your breath come and go on its own. No breath control, please. If at any point you get distracted, you'll notice that at some point, and then you just gently return to feeling energy or breath. And I also invite you to use the absolute minimum amount of effort needed to feel any of this. It could be fun to drop to no effort at all for a moment and then check to see if you still have awareness of the energy or breath. And if that's true, zero effort is just perfect. If that's not enough, add back barely enough effort to feel energy or breath. Field's getting pretty strong, folks. Y'all are doing great. You'll be in embodied awakening when you can say yes to all four of these items. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. You're there, just relax and enjoy it. Your being there makes it easier for everyone else to get there, whether you're live or on the recording. We all come together magically beyond time and space in these recordings and events. We'll leave just a moment longer for anyone else to get into or deeper into embodied awakening. Just let go and let it come to you. Alrighty. So again, if you're in embodied awakening, there will be no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Even if you're not all the way there, any movement in that direction is awesome. Okay, we are going to start our healing. Here's my criteria. This is our second January event, so we're going to start with anyone who either feels like they urgently need healing support or who hasn't done our previous two events. So that means if you did it the other one in January, you did the latter one in December, hold off for the moment. I just allowed unmuting, by the way. And to be in the hot seat, you do need to be on the live call and you do need to be able to speak at least. I need to be able to hear you so we can interact. So again, if you feel urgent need for healing, or if you haven't done it the last two times. Okay, James, I see you've raised your hand, but what I really need you to do is unmute. So unmute yourself, and if you meet those criteria, you can be our first person. Hello?
Hey Benjamin, how are you?
Good, how are you, James?
Yeah, good. Just make sure I have the volume up. You can hear me okay?
You're good.
Just last week, I noticed
Okay,
that I had
stop. Okay, hang on a second. As a reminder, the criteria. We don't have time for a lot of backstory, but what we do need to know is what would you like to be different by the time we're done? And the absolute minimum verbiage that gets us there is what we want.
All right. Well, last week I noticed a bulge on my pelvic area to the right. And
Okay.
so I thought I had a hernia. I went in to get it checked and they thought it was not a hernia, but they don't know what it is. So I went for an ultrasound, which I don't have the results for.
Okay.
And so I've just been pretty uncomfortable and a little bit concerned about what it might be.
Okay, so this is a pelvic bulge on the right side, did you say?
Yeah, on the right side. And when I look on the internet, it's exactly where a hernia would be. But when she checked it and all the criteria for a hernia, she said that she didn't think that was it,
Okay,
but she didn't know what it was.
here's the cool thing. For our purposes, we don't need to know what it is. All we need to know
Right.
is that something's going on and we can work with it. The allies know what it is. We humans don't have to.
Yeah, that's fine. That's good, good, good.
Okay, and I see someone else's hand raising, but please, nobody, please do not volunteer or raise your hand or anything. We're going to take people one at a time after each person is complete. So, James, where are you going?
I'm all right here. I want to put the light on to see if that helped you at all.
Good. You're good. Okay, so James, I invite you to close your eyes. And I'm going to lead you first in your part of the work, and then I'm going to lead everyone else. Okay, so go ahead and say the following to your higher self: maximum healing.
Maximum healing
That serves highest good, please.
that serves highest good, please.
And now hold your attention there in the right pelvic area where the challenge is. And right now, 0 to 10, is there a discomfort there right now?
No.
So no symptomology happening in this moment.
No, just a bulge, something protruding through.
Okay. All right. So just hold attention there. And when you're in the hot seat, it's a matter of just holding attention, and that's where the energy goes. Okay. So everybody else who is not James, my invitation to you is to repeat after me now, out loud if you can, silently if you must. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me for James' highest good, especially for healing in the right pelvic area where he's having a challenge. Okay, now everybody become passive. If you're James, just relax and be passive and hold attention where you want the healing to go. Everybody else, you need to relax and let the energy come through you on its own. What your higher self and the divine knowledge are doing is they're sending it in the top of your head and out the front of your body through one or more chakras. And all you have to do now that you've invoked is to be passive, to be super clear. If you're not James, you are not visualizing, you're not imagining, you're not using effort. You are completely relaxed. You are just a passive piece of pipe. Let your higher self and the allies determine what comes through you for him. And your passivity is actually going to be the best guarantee that you're most helpful to James or anyone else in the hot seat tonight. And even if you're on the recording, you can still flow energy to James. This magically works beyond time and space. And when you do this and you relax and be the conduit, then by the time we're done, you'll get a significant amount of bounce back healing where your own healing will happen simultaneously with you flowing to those in the hot seat. Sometimes it happens right away, sometimes they get it rolling later in the call, but it will happen. Okay, so everybody relax, be passive. Wow. You feeling some good energy coming in there, James?
I'm feeling peaceful. Yeah.
All right. So more peaceful than when we started?
Yeah, I get nervous on these calls.
Right, that's okay. So that indicates the energy is coming in. When you're not super sensitive to energy yet, the perception of incoming energy, it's peaceful, it's relaxing, it's whatever. Just general terms like that is how the energy is initially perceived. If you keep at it long enough, you develop more precise perception, but that's a great start. And as long as you can feel anything, you're good. Some of us, like me, are going to be handed some of James' heavy energy to process. And that will only happen if you're willing and able to do that. No one at any point will be asked or invited or will get anything that doesn't serve your highest good and that they're not able to do. So everyone just relax. And if you happen to feel heavy energy coming through you, then you are being called to a beautiful form of service where another person's heavy energy gets processed through you. As long as you stay relaxed and passive, it'll pass right through, and no debris will be left behind. And those who are so called are definitely rewarded for that service. So anyone who's receiving healing energy, your body might be called to shake or vibrate or tremble. You might cry. You might make sound. If it's a really big movement of heavy energy, you might get up and stomp your feet or flail your arms. Whatever the body wants to do to release, whatever spontaneously wants to happen, I invite you to allow that. And sometimes healings are just still and silent. Either way is fine. Hmm. I'm wondering, James, are you feeling any energy releasing out your hands or feet?
No, just some tingling on the top of my head.
Okay. All right. So this may be one of those scenarios where I might be feeling what's happening in you a little more clearly than you do. This is very common when a person isn't super sensitive to these subtle energies yet. I'm feeling quite a bit of energy coming out the hands and the feet. So if I'm perceiving correctly, then you are having a good release of heavy energy. And if you can't
Okay.
feel that, just trust me that it's happening because I usually get a pretty accurate read on what's happening when I facilitate like this. Stay passive, James. Just keep your attention there in the area where you want the healing to go, using the minimum amount of effort that holds attention there. Yeah, I feel the energy shifting and going up a vibrational notch. So, James, do you still feel energy coming in, or does it feel like it hit equilibrium there?
I feel stuff on my head, and then after you spoke before, I started to feel things in my hands and feet come.
Well, good, good. Does it feel like energy is draining out your hands and feet, or just kind of hanging out there?
I don't know. It's like a tingling kind of feeling
Okay.
on the
All right,
bottom of my.
yeah, that's commonly the way people feel the exiting energy. Let's give it a moment longer. Yeah, I feel it moving again. So let's give it just a bit longer to clear out. Yeah, typically on these individual and group healing events, the hot seaters last usually 10 or 15 minutes. And now it feels like it kind of wrapped up again. So, James, do you feel any subtle energy in your body now?
No, I kind of feel grounded, neutral.
Okay, good. Does that area in the right pelvic area feel any different now?
A little more relaxed.
Okay, good. Okay. My sense is they've kind of wrapped the healing round for you. Now, you're
Yeah.
welcome to continue to just relax and be receptive to any additional healing force if that feels good to you. Or you
Yeah.
can just jump back in and be a conduit for others as well.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much.
Okay, beautiful. All
Thank
right.
you, everybody.
You're welcome. Well done. Okay,
Thanks.
so I'm going to ask folks not to raise hands on the thing because the way you volunteer is just to unmute yourself. So whoever would like to be next, just unmute your mic. And again, we're right now calling people who feel an urgent need for healing or who haven't been on the last two occurrences of this call. That's Karen. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
All
Okay.
right. So, what would you like to be different by the end of your healing round, Karen?
Okay, I have to just quick little history because what I'm feeling is anxiety, but it's gotten a lot worse since January 5 when I had a cardiac cath done in
Ooh.
the
Okay.
hospital.
All right.
And I know that I have a aortic artificial valve that needs replacing. I've known that for a while.
Okay.
But with the cardiac cath, I'm also, I gotta say this, I'm a Pisces with Neptune going over my sun. The last pass is on February 6th. Right? And I have to say it, one of the things that Neptune is drugs, right? They give you moderate sedation in the cardiac cath. And this is the first time in my life I ever had such a horrible reaction to it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I haven't dreamt at all with the Neptune. You'd think I would, right? The whole time. But this was like a nightmare. It was like, I think what happened, there were six people in the hall, right? They took them all, and that must have taken longer. And they had already put the IV medicine in me and a Benadryl and a Valium,
Okay.
right? And when these guys came and started yelling at me, they were being fun and fun. It was the way I was looking at it. I was in a totally. I was gone. It's like they scared the shit out of me,
Okay.
and I missed the whole cardiac cath, which I was a nurse. I loved to watch them. I wanted to see my heart on the TV. I missed the whole thing. I missed my cardiologist doing it. When I came to, it was back in the same nurses' hall, right? It like and I went in at 8:30. They didn't do that till 12, so I waited a long time. Anyway, at 2:30, I got back to the nurses' hall. I didn't know it. I was out like a light
Okay,
until.
Karen, I'm sorry
What?
to interrupt, but again, you're getting into a long story, and all we
Oh,
need to know is what's
okay.
going to be
All
different.
right. All I know is, let me say it quick. I have more anxiety now than I had some before, but I was making invocations.
Okay.
And that was helping. But after the cardiac cath, the drug experience scared me so bad. It's like now I'm terrified of the sedation, the anesthetic, the anesthesia,
Right.
right? And it's like I can't seem to lose the anxiety.
Gabe, is this because you're going to have to go back under it again for the additional procedure?
Very soon. I mean, my doctor appointment. I have two doctor appointments. The guy that did the cath and the guy that's going to do the surgery. One appointment each, the 22nd and the 25th next week. And then surgery is going to be quick because they found my aortic valve. Only half of it is opening and shutting, right?
Okay. Okay, thank you, Karen. Again, that's a bit
I
more
know
than we
too
need to know.
much.
Okay.
Sorry.
But what I hear is you are anxious and terrified of anesthesia. You're going to have to undergo anesthesia again soon because of your procedure. Do I understand correctly?
It's open heart surgery. Yes, I'm going to be on a heart lung machine and heavy duty anesthetic. And
Okay.
I just,
All right, so you want to release the anxiety about this? Is that your goal here?
yes, and I want to calm down so I can draw a surgical team to me that will do the best job they can, and I will do my part. And I came here because this is like coming home, right?
Right.
You always say that, and it's like I need it. I take help from anywhere.
Okay. All right. We understand what to do. So thank you for helping us understand your need. So basically, we're just trying to quell anxiety around this upcoming anesthesia event. Okay. All right. So Karen, I invite you to close your eyes.
I am.
And you're going to do your invocation first. So repeat after me, speaking to your higher self, spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Maximum release of anxiety
Maximum release of anxiety
regarding upcoming anesthesia.
regarding upcoming anesthesia and surgery.
There you go. Okay. All this to the greatest extent that serves highest good.
All this to the greatest extent that serves highest good.
That's it. Let the words go. Ooh, it's working already. Okay. Everybody else, please repeat after me, out loud if you can, silently if you must. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me for Karen's highest good. May her anxiety be eliminated around her upcoming anesthesia and surgery. And may she approach it with calmness and serenity. All this to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. All righty, everyone, let the words go. Karen, you just relax and let the energy come in. And everyone else, just be the hollow reed like I described before. So, Karen, if you are still feeling anxiety now, and it's in a particular area of your body more strongly, just hold your attention wherever you feel that anxiety now.
Several areas.
I'm sorry?
Several areas.
Good. Can you hold them all at once?
Yeah.
So wherever the anxiety, just feel the anxiety, become one with the anxiety. That which you are will not be overwhelmed by it. Its presence will actually be very calming. So your only job, Karen, feel the anxiety 100% with no filter. And your attention to it will direct all the healing energy there to help clear it. Good. And Karen, use the minimum amount of energy needed to feel the anxiety. And everyone who's being a conduit, just be super passive. Let the energy pass through you on its own. Let your higher self and the divine allies determine everything about the energy and to flow it through you as well. Karen, do you feel that energy coming in?
I feel it's lighter.
Good, that's it. So
I feel that my body changing a little bit.
Good, that's it. So you just relax and let the energy help you. You have a group of special divine helpers who are here assisting as well. So you are well stocked with allies, it looks like. Hey Karen, I feel some of that anxiety flushing out your hands, mostly some out your feet. Let it go. And I'm becoming aware of the little part of you that we all have wounded parts, and that part of you that's holding the anxiety is appearing in my awareness. And she too, that little wounded part of you that is creating the fear and anxiety around this, is now receiving her own healing as well. So it's like all of you's getting it, and the wounded part that's generating the anxiety is getting her own little healing flow too. So it's like everyone's getting what they need. Karen, are you feeling any different so far?
Yes, and I don't have the tightness in those places, and it's almost like cool clouds are lightly touching my body on the outside.
So, does that mean it's feeling better?
Yes.
Good. All right, we still got energy flowing. Glad it's working. Just stay with it. Again, feeling the anxiety 100%, no filter, is your best method to heal it. So be fully present with it. Yeah. Yeah, you're consciously aware of yourself as divinity touching the anxiety, right?
Yes.
Good. Yeah, so just be, it's like, it's dual. You are simultaneously divinity touching the anxiety of your human self, and your human self is also there feeling the anxiety. And feel how you're both at once. And it's just kind of effortless, isn't it? That's the ticket. You're doing great.
Better.
And I'm feeling a deeper blending of your divinity and human self. That's lovely. A deeper embodied awakening happening. Nice. So, how's your anxiety now compared to when we started, Karen?
Much better.
Okay, well done. Okay, that'll get you started and continuing to work that. You know, anytime you feel the anxiety firing up again, once again, doing maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Just feeling wherever the anxiety is, it'll work very similar to how it did tonight. And that should be helpful.
Thank
Does
you.
that feel complete for your healing round, Karen?
Yeah,
All right.
thank you very much.
You're welcome. Well done.
All of you. So.
Okay. So whoever is next, feel free to unmute and speak.
Hello?
Is this Jennifer?
Yes, me.
All right, welcome,
Yes.
Jennifer. And
Hi.
and
Hello.
hello. Tell me what you'd like to be different by the time your round is over.
Well, I get chronic migraines. I've been getting migraines for over 20 years.
Oh.
And yeah, I've been getting about 24 years, I think. And but they've become chronic, whereas before it was not very often, but in the past few years, I get them almost every day. And I do take medication, so I do get relief, but I hate taking medication so often. And it's just almost every single day I get migraines and been to the doctor and they just say, well, you're just a migraineur. You just have, that's just,
Oh my
but
gosh.
they do run in my family and my mom and, you know, so might be some genetic thing with it, but I've tried every diet and everything you can think of, and it's
So,
just really hard.
did you ever try a keto diet for it?
I have tried close to keto, very close. I wasn't quite in ketosis, but it was very low carb, high fat, healthy. Yeah, I've tried
I
that.
read that was supposed to help, but apparently it
Yeah.
was trouble for you. Sorry.
Yeah, so that's okay. Good. That's a good suggestion there.
All right. Are you experiencing a migraine right now?
I'm actually not, because I did the healing invocation today and it went away. So that's why I'm like, well, should I raise my hand? But it's funny because it's got rid of it a few times and I was shocked because nothing is ever, I was like, what just happened? And it, so a few times it has gotten rid of it and I'm, but they continue to come back. So I'm like, well, obviously this works and yeah.
Well, I say persist until they hopefully stop showing up so much.
I
Yeah.
hope so. Yeah.
By the way, Nicole just typed in the chat, Jennifer, if you leave your email address, I can help you with some AccuPoints for migraines.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that, Nicole. Okay, I will. Thank you.
Yeah.
And
And
I have tried homeopathy. I have tried that, yes.
if you're comfortable putting it in the chat, that's fine. If you'd rather not, you can email your email to me and
Okay.
I can pass it on to Nicole.
Oh, yeah, I can put it in the chat. I feel fine doing that. Sure.
All right, cool. All right,
Okay,
so
thank you.
we'll try to remember that at the end. Okay, but
Okay.
right now let's do the healing work.
Okay.
Okay, so close your eyes. And again, right now you're saying there's no trace of migraine in this moment.
That's correct, yes.
All right, so we can call for help with that anyway. So just say, spirit that I am,
Spirit that I am,
divine allies,
divine allies,
maximum healing,
maximum healing,
the source of my migraines.
the source of my migraines.
That they never come again.
They never come again.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
You relax and just hold your attention to the place where the migraines are when you feel them.
Okay.
And everybody else, please repeat after me, spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me. For Jennifer's highest good, for the complete and final healing of her migraines, to the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. Okay, y'all are catching the drill by now. If you're a Halloween person, flowing to Jennifer, just relax, be completely passive. Let the energy run itself. And again, if you're Jennifer, just gently hold awareness wherever the migraines normally appear. And use just barely enough effort to feel that part of you and relax otherwise. Jennifer, are you feeling that energy coming in?
Yes.
All right, you just relax and let it work its magic. I feel like you're getting a pretty strong inflow of energy there. Are you perceiving that, Jennifer?
Yes, I'm jerking. My body's jerking.
Yeah, mine too. So you just relax, let it happen.
Okay.
Don't be shy. Just let your body, again, do whatever it needs to do to release. The jerking is just stuck energy getting loosened up so it can flow out. I get that every time I sit down to do work at my mesa. It feels like a new vibration just got in there. They're kind of feels like they're vibrating in a little more deeply now. Getting a lot of action, not just in the head, but the neck and the base of the neck and the back.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. So there, that apparently is involved with the migraine. So.
Oh God. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So just let them work where they need to work. These allies are so smart. They're so perceptive. They know what's going on. We don't have to at the human level. We just have to be smart enough to let them take care of everything. So let them do that. They're wondering if you're getting chiropractic spinal adjustments.
Yeah, I haven't in a while, but yeah.
They're saying that might be helpful.
I can tell they're moving my neck all the way to the right.
Yeah, just let them work. Yeah, they're really focusing there at the base of the brain, aren't they? So there's something down there involved with it. Let's let them keep working. There's always anyone who's a flowing reed person. If you feel any energetic work happening in your body, they may be delegating some of Jennifer's healing over to you to help her out. And just let that happen if you're feeling that. As I said before, no one's going to be given any heavy energy to process that they're not willing and able to do. That feels a lot more open through the head.
Yeah, for sure.
And now do you feel that they've opened a conduit down the arms and they're starting, it's a very subtle drainage out the hands.
Yeah.
That's subtle.
Oh yeah. My feet feel like they have tunnels in the bottom of them.
All right, good.
And my hands are like, almost like they're around pop cans, but they're not. Like, I feel like I'm holding something in an opening of some sort. It's bizarre. Yeah.
Well, that was the shamanism there.
What'd you say?
It's the shamanism.
Wow.
Just let the drainage happen out the hands and feet. Yeah, there's some tingling all through the body starting now. Yeah, they're really going to town, helping you out. So
I see that.
Kind of feel that full body tingling starting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. My right foot, big time. Holy moly.
Yeah. Just relax and let them work.
Okay.
Remember, your passivity is what lets them help you. Oh, are you feeling any sorrow or grief coming up?
I did. I don't feel it now. I did though.
Yeah. Just a moment. And if you feel, if there's emotions coming up, feel those too. Those.
Okay.
It's very common for a seemingly purely physical malady to have a trauma at the core. And in the course of feeling like this, sometimes the emotion around the trauma comes up to be experienced and released. So if you or anyone feel that during your healing, just be present with the challenging emotion too. Feeling it completely one last time is what's needed to get it out of there once and for all. So right now, does your physical body feel more like solid matter or more like energy?
Energy.
Yeah, you're doing great.
Thank you.
That's really common on a healing round to the body to start feeling like energy like that.
Feel like it's expanding, like I feel huge,
Well,
you
you're
know.
becoming aware of the light body that was always there. You just,
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
yeah.
You're doing great. Really good work here. And of course, kudos to everyone who's being a Hollow Reed. You're making it all possible for her. So we got some great teamwork happening here. Big thanks to everyone on the live call and on the recording who are holding space for Jennifer. You're doing
This
beautiful.
is unbelievable. I mean, this is magical. I feel like I'm expanding my le my legs, especially my hands, feet.
Well,
Amazing.
awakening is always a surprise.
Yeah.
And so just enjoy the surprise. Waking up to a little bit more of what you've been all along, but you had lost awareness of it. And I'm perceiving a lot of others on the call are getting a similar expansion and awakening too. That's beautiful. So I'm wondering if that's the completion of your focus round. How do you feel, Jennifer?
I feel wonderful, and I feel this is really strange because I have positional vertigos. Like I can't lay certain ways. My like turn my and my neck is just it involuntarily like turned to the right where I normally couldn't hold it, and it's just like it's fine. Like it like something has adjusted me. Some beings, like I had an adjustment, a skeletal adjustment. I'm not kidding you. Like, and I still
No,
like,
I've seen it happen before.
yeah.
Just
Okay. Yeah, so I feel really light and really flexible and good and rubbery kind of. You
good.
know what I mean?
It sounds like you
Yeah.
got the good there. I'm glad.
And I appreciate everybody so much. It was beautiful. I did cry, and not hysterically, but I did have an emotional release for
Good,
sure.
good. That was definitely part of it. So that's
Okay.
a great job receiving that. And again, I know that was all new to you, but
Yeah.
experience is super common with this kind of healing work. So it's a
Okay.
different world, and you kind of got, you just have to get used to how it works. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Everybody, thank you. I appreciate you very much.
And if you have a sec, if you're still comfortable putting your email
Oh,
in,
yes.
so Nicole can get back to you.
Put on the chat. Is that where I do it? Okay, sure.
Yeah. If you're comfortable with that, if not, again, you
All
can
right.
just in.
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, and Nicole then will get back to you with some stuff. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Well
I
done,
appreciate
Jennifer.
it. Thank you so much.
Welcome. I'm going to mute you. So let's just go open season here. Anyone who wants to get in the hot seat, Nicole?
Yeah. So I am applying for government benefits, specifically SNAP in my new state.
Okay.
I'm terrified. I'm terrified every time I have to deal with the government. So I would like to not only clear the fear, but I would like to clear any and all obstacles to getting approved for the maximum amount. I don't want to have to offer any proof or get interrogated. The other potential gotcha in the process is they may only like they may not accept my self-certification of disability. They may require something heavier like certification of disability from the Social Security Administration or from a doctor or something. I don't have that. If I don't have that and can't, you know, and they don't accept my verbal certification, they may force me to work or look for work, which I cannot do at this point.
Right, so a lot.
It's just very scary. I want all of those obstacles removed.
Okay. All right, we're going to simplify the language around that, but we're
Sure.
going to. Okay. Okay, are you ready?
Yep.
So please repeat after me, Spirit that I am,
Spirit that I am.
divine allies,
Divine allies.
maximum healing that serves highest good, please,
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
maximum release of my fear and anxiety
Maximum release of my fear and anxiety
regarding my SNAP benefits,
regarding my SNAP benefits.
and maximum ease of receiving the maximum possible benefit.
And maximum ease of receiving the maximum possible benefit.
Did we cover that?
I want to add something, and also maximum ease of their accepting my self-certification of disability.
Is that part of getting the SNAP benefits?
Yes, that's part of sustaining them.
Okay, so that was covered in what we said.
Okay.
I just really simplified the line. So maximum ease of getting maximum benefit would be inclusive of that. Does that make sense?
I guess so.
Yeah. Yeah, if there's any obstacle to the maximum benefit, that will be covered with what we said.
Okay.
Okay.
It just, they might cut it off after 3 months if they don't perceive me as disabled. So
let's modify that slightly. So maximum ease of receiving.
Maximum ease of receiving.
The maximum enduring SNAP benefit.
Wonderful. The maximum enduring SNAP benefits.
That serves highest good. Thank you.
It serves highest good. Thank you.
And now you can relax and receive. Everyone else, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am. Divine allies, please flow the energy through me for Nicole's highest good. Please clear her anxiety and fear regarding her SNAP benefits, and clear all obstacles to receiving the maximum enduring SNAP benefit that serves highest good. Thank you. All right. The program's in place. Everyone just relax. Nicole, you just passively receive. If you're aware of where you're feeling anxiety now, hold your attention there. And everyone else, just chill out and let the energy come through you like it has been. You should be getting the hang of this by now.
Big shudder.
Okay, let it do what it needs to do. Mm-hmm. Just a reminder, any of the following might happen. The body might shake or vibrate or tremble. You may cry. You might make sounds. If you need to get up and make big physical motions to shake energy off, you could do that. Just whatever the body wants to do, just let it do its thing. That's what will give you the maximum benefit if any of that wants to happen.
No pun intended.
Actually, wasn't it that
maximum good benefit? Maximum benefits. Yep.
Yeah, they're shaking it up big time, aren't they?
Yeah, there's quite a bit of shaking.
You just let it happen. They're not going to overdo it, I promise. You can believe the shaking because there's some heavy energy kind of stuck. They're getting it.
I feel like there's something karmic going on here.
Oh, everything's karma. Yeah.
Good or bad. Repetitive karmic, deep karmic.
All right. So as a gentle reminder, there's no thought that can help you while you're receiving. And the more you just feel the somatic, the feeling, and let the words go, the more helpful energy you'll get. Woo. Problem flow.
Yeah.
Once again, everybody who is flowing to Nicole live on the recording, you're doing a fabulous job. What incredible teamwork. Let it keep coming. And Okay, they're showing me everybody's getting a good healing now. So if you're hearing my voice, you're getting healing energy too. And if you're really passive, and you're not Nicole, then two things are happening at the same time. The energy flow is coming through you to her in full strength. And at the very same time, you're getting healing energy for yourself. And as long as you stay passive and just let it be run by these higher beings who have no trouble with this multitasking, you'll have both happening at the same time. So just relax and let it happen.
I always like to do that with me.
Yeah, the energy is calming down just a bit. I think we've peaked. There, do you feel that enhanced flow out the hands and feet? Yeah, let it keep flushing.
But a little bit there.
Feels like they're wrapping up here. Give them a moment to wind it down. Oh. Does that feel complete for your healing round, Nicole?
Well, you know me, I can always keep going.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you want to do that, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you want to just stay in receptive mode while we focus on the next hot seat person, the allies will continue doing your healing energy for as long as it serves highest good. If you feel like that's appropriate, that's perfectly fine.
Thank you. Thank
Okay.
you so much. Thank you,
allies. Well done.
All right.
All right. So I'm going to mute you. Oh, she did it. Okay. So whoever's next, unmute and step up to the hot seat. All right. So clearly no one's feeling the urgent need, but Shannon, hi.
Hi there.
All right.
Can you hear me?
I do. Thank you.
Okay.
So what would you like to be different by the time your healing round is done?
I'm dealing with some repressed memories and making the connection for healing, kind of closed myself off to that realm. And I'm having a hard, I don't know if it's fear that is keeping me from making those connections so that I can heal properly.
Okay.
They are just kind of laying dormant.
Okay. Do you have any way of any sense of what the repressed memory, again, if you're willing to speak openly about this?
Yes. Yes.
You
I'm
have
a,
any
yes,
idea?
I'm a survivor of childhood sexual abuse.
Okay.
And the repressed memories are dealing with, there was more than one perpetrator, but
Okay.
The area that I am most in need of healing is involving my biological father.
Okay. So you're wanting to remember what he did to you, is that correct?
I'm wanting I don't necessarily have to remember everything that happened, but like the connection to those repressed memories is where everything has kind of been bogged down in how I'm healing.
Okay.
I feel very stuck.
Okay.
I have no answers one way or the other, but I think it's that fear that is keeping me from making some positive gains.
Okay. All right. So I have a question.
Yes.
My experience has been that healing of even this kind of trauma can happen without having to have the memory return.
And I'm okay with that.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm curious, are you asking for the healing of the sexual trauma, which is to me like, is that really the end result you're going for? Is just the healing of the trauma, however it gets healed?
Yes.
Okay. So are you willing for that to happen without having to recall particular details if the healing can be done in that way?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So should we really be asking just for the healing of the sexual trauma for your father? Is that really the goal you're ultimately shooting for?
Yes.
Okay. So is it okay if we invoke that?
Yes, absolutely.
So what will happen in my belief is if remembering particular incidents is a necessary part of that healing, then they will bring that up. And
okay.
That if what I call an ignorance is bliss healing is the better approach. If that trauma can be released without you needing to recall the particulars, then they will do it that way.
Okay.
And are you okay with either of those methods?
Yes, either one.
All right, let's shoot for that. And again, I can't guarantee you the whole trauma will be healed tonight, but if even part of it gets cleared, that would be a step forward, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So let's shoot for that. And to be clear, you're asking for the trauma, particularly relating only to your biological father. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And again, I know I'm being picky here. Are you, if they want to heal more than that, and were there other, you said there were more perpetrators than just him, right?
Yes, that
Are
would
you
be
willing?
okay with me.
So
Yes.
more healing beyond that, if it serves highest good, is okay?
Absolutely,
Okay.
please.
All right. Now I've got the framework for the invocation. Thank you for letting me kind of inquire there.
Of course.
And do you really feel safe to be in the hot seat for this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. So here we go. Shannon, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Divine allies.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Divine allies.
I'm sorry, divine allies.
Maximum healing.
Maximum healing.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
Around the sexual trauma
Around the sexual trauma.
from my father
From my father
and any other perpetrators
and any other perpetrators,
to the greatest extent that serves highest good,
to the greatest extent that serves highest good,
this or something better.
this or something better.
All right, that's all your words. You relax. Everybody else, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am. Divine allies, please flow the energy through me for Shannon's highest good. May the sexual trauma from her father's abuse and any other perpetrators be completely cleared and released to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. Everybody relax and just let the energy flow. You feel that energy firing up there in your body, Shannon?
Yes, I do.
All right, you just let them work. As always, the allies know exactly what kind of energies are needed and where and how. And we humans can just relax and let the divine allies take care of all the details. They're shaking it up pretty good there, aren't they?
Yes.
Let them take care of that. It feels like this trauma is through your entire body. So
Right.
I recommend just general full body awareness and just noticing where the energy is moving. And just very gently holding awareness there. Wherever the energy is showing up, just notice it. And your attention to it is what will facilitate the healing moving forward. And the allies say, actually, they're going to hold that for you. So if you relax to zero effort, Shannon, see if it isn't true that your attention will automatically go where it's needed in the moment. And it can go more than one place at a time. There, is that working? Is the energy kind of holding itself?
Yes.
Yeah. So you
Yes.
just go to zero and let the allies even hold your attention for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I feel that there's at least one person who's on the hollow reed side, whose own sexual trauma is getting a little dealt with by this. So anyone
Oh.
feeling their own trauma come up because of this, know that you're also getting a healing.
Oh.
And if you just relax and allow your own healing to occur in resonance with Shannon's, that will help you too, if you are willing to do that. Again, no one needs to do anything they're not comfortable with. And if anyone other than Shannon is feeling such a healing of sexual trauma happening, this happened to a whole bunch of folks, you can just say to the audience, hey, no sexual trauma healing for me right now, please. Just let me be the hollow reed. If for some reason you're not comfortable with you getting that healing yourself and you're not Shannon. Yeah, they're still shaking that up pretty good, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Let them keep working. And it is not just the pelvis area. They're working all around the body.
Oh. The body holds the score.
Yep. Great book if you haven't read it.
Right.
Okay, now it feels like the shaking has stopped and then there's a new field of energy throughout. Do you feel that kind of stasis field of energy all through your body?
Yeah, it's a very different than a few moments ago.
And I feel a lot of heat out there. It feels like there's a lot of drainage out the feet. My feet are getting really hot. And that let me know that energy is flushing out. All this stuff drains out to Mother Earth, who's delighted to take it and transmute it. You bless her by letting it flow to her. Ooh. I think you're having a little bit of an awakening here. You feel that new consciousness coming in?
Yes.
All right. You just let that happen. A little reward for your good clearing work. Some sorrow and grief coming up. You feel that?
Yes.
Feel it completely. If you are willing to feel it one last time, you will be done with it forever. So be fully present with the emotion that's coming up and the physical sensation altogether.
Ooh.
Are you cool with that?
Yes.
Just be with it. That's all you got to do is feel it without resistance. Notice how it is intense, but it's not overwhelming, is it?
No, it's not.
Yeah, they don't overwhelm. The invocations do not overwhelm. You are safe to feel it completely. And if you're willing to do that, whatever is clearing out now, that's the last time that trauma will have to be felt. There may be other layers behind it, but this layer, you're done if you just feel it completely now, okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
We're not done. Stay with it. You've still got a good flow happening. And now everyone now is receiving whatever type of healing serves them most. No telling what it is, but each of you feel what's happening in yourself. So once again, your absolute passivity, if you're one of the hollow reed people, you'll simultaneously be fully effective for Shannon and fully receiving your own healing as well. So I invite everyone to full passivity and simultaneously flowing and receiving, except for Shannon, who's just receiving. And again, this works whether you're live or on the recording. Shannon, if you feel how strong your light body consciousness is, are you aware
yes.
light body presence? Yeah. Good.
Yes.
So both and your the physical Shannon is there, the light body Shannon is there, and they're both present simultaneously, right?
Yes.
Good. You're doing beautifully. You're doing great. Just stay with it. They're reminding you that what you really are, the light body, cannot be harmed. It is invincible. Can you feel the part of you that cannot be harmed?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I'm kind of flapping like an angel right now, kind of like just moving my arms.
Go for it. That sounds great.
Oh.
Whatever you're inspired to do, just do it. Just wing it. Yeah, it's so beautiful.
Lots of energy.
And what I'm perceiving empathically is a dim sense of what your father did to you. Is there like a sense of seeing it maybe from a distance, some of what happened?
It's just kind of a, it's kind of like a blank feeling, like it's dark, but it's there, but like nothing particular.
Right. So what they're doing is just bringing in the echo of it to heal it. So just whatever subtle perception they're giving you of the incidents, that may be all you need to heal it.
Okay.
So just let that subtle awareness of the events be there along with everything else. Yeah, they're definitely bringing healing to the past trauma that was inflicted on you by him. Oh, they're bringing in the other perps too. So it's all there in one field. So notice how that which you are, the beautiful being of light, is viewing all this with complete equanimity and compassion. Are you noticing that?
Yes.
Compassion not only for you, the victim, but them, the perpetrators. Are you noticing that? It's like it's all held in the field of love, no matter what.
That might be a little brain block right there.
Okay. All right. So what I'm perceiving is that's not the human part of you. Can you tune back into the part of you that's the being of light?
Yes.
Yeah, and you're with that part. And as that part perceives the incidents, is that part just sort of holding unconditional love for all of it? Can you
It's a
perceive?
teaching, yes.
Okay. All right, so both things can be true. The human can still be traumatized and holding judgment around it, and the higher divine being can be holding it all with complete unconditional love.
Right. Okay.
Now, do you have the both hand?
Yes.
There you go. Good. And just let that all be there at the same time.
Pins and needles everywhere.
Okay, let it be there. You're doing incredible work. Well done. So your round is going to be a little bit longer, but this is being of huge benefit to many of the people holding space. They're having
Oh.
healings inspired by yours. So once again, everyone's getting healed, like I said earlier. So, woo, wow, that feels just getting amazing.
Ears are really ringing.
They'd like to take you even a level higher if you'll relax and allow them to move you up a notch vibrationally.
Okay.
Are you willing to release all that you've ever been to become the next thing you're going to be? All
Yes.
right, so just let go. Just relax and they'll do it. There. Did you feel the shift?
Yes.
All right, good. Well done. There's the new you. New and improved. All right, now they're wrapping up your round. They wanted to get you to that level. and feel all that energy coming into your body and shifting its vibration?
Yes.
Okay, good. Ooh, well done.
Wow, wow.
Yeah, good
Thank
job.
you so much. Yes.
Well, thanks to everyone on this call, including the allies. I felt incredible space here. So let's check the work real quickly. I'm sure that when you thought on the idea of what your dad did to you, I'm sure there was a lot of challenging energy that comes up in those memories in the past.
Yes, absolutely.
So right now, just to check it, hold, think on that again. Think of what your dad did to you. And just notice what the emotional response is now. Is it any different than it was previously?
It's kind of like nothing.
Neutral?
It's like, it's a very neutral, yes.
That's what we're looking for. So
yes.
if you can think back on a trauma and be in a neutral space, then at least the available level has been healed.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Well done, Shannon. Yoo-hoo.
Thank you. Woohoo.
That's how you do it. All right. Again, just to be clear, there may be deeper layers still in the unconscious that will come up later. But if so, you can just hold, do the healing invocation again, feel the stuff, and it can process through just like it did here.
Okay. Thank
so
you.
It's unknowable whether there's any more behind what was healed when there's no trace of it left now. But, you know, if there is, then a healing invocation should hold it. Okay.
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
All right. Amazing work. Well done.
Mm.
Okay. And we're just down to our last few minutes. And what I'd like to do is a group process. We often end our event with this, where it's all send and receive simultaneously with no one as the particular focus. So let's do that. Let's see. Is that, well, I don't want to decide. Let's see what the owl says. Yes, we love doing that. So we'll do that. So I want everyone. What's going to happen is each of us is going to be simultaneously flowing highest good energy to everybody else on the call, whether it's live or on the recording, doesn't matter. And simultaneously, everyone's going to be receiving energy from everybody else live and on the recording. And it's going to create this incredible geometry, and it's all going to be effortless. Again, if you had to try to visualize this yourself, it would be really difficult, but it's super easy when you just let the allies do it. So let's close with that. So everyone just take a moment and feel how you feel. And if you're willing, repeat after me, Spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me for the highest good of everyone on this call, live or on the recording. As I simultaneously receive highest good energy from everyone on this call, let this be easy and effortless for me. This or something better, highest good be done. Everybody, relax to zero effort and just let it run itself. There might be healing happening, there might be vibrational uplift happening, just whatever it is. Be with it without preference. You will benefit whether it's challenging or blissful or both. You're shaking me like a rag doll. So a lot of healing is happening in the field. okay, there's a little bit too much effort in the field. So anyone who's trying to make anything happen or trying to stop anything from happening, I invite you to relax and open completely to whatever is there. That's so much better. Whatever's happening. Know that if it's challenging, that's going to serve you well in the long run, because what they're clearing away will open you to a deeper awakening as a new baseline. And if it feels great, it just feels great. That's enough reward unto itself. There's benefits there too, though. So there, thank you. Yeah. Every single person participating live or on the recording affects the entire field. So thank you all for coming into relaxation and allowing. And the allies are now inviting everyone to actually zero effort, just be. They're holding everybody perfectly, live and on the recording. So just relax and let the energy do its thing. We are in safe space. In fact, some of you may be blending into divinity puree. It's sort of a just a beautiful, blissful field where it's all just a big energy field with no individuation at all. Again, please just be with whatever your experience is. I can assure you, whatever you are experiencing is perfect. It is exactly what you need. Now they're starting to bring some of this exquisite divine energy into your physical body for a permanent upgrade. Again, there's nothing any of us have to do, just allow it to proceed. A deeper calmness has just come into the field. And you may be noticing a deeper reintegration into your physical body. For some of us, all the energy will be contained within the skin. For some of us, the body will definitely feel transformed, but there will also be awareness of your energetic self well beyond the physical form. So whichever the experiences you're having, it's perfect. Good. And we'll close with just saying highest good be done. So repeat after me, highest good be done. And we'll leave a moment for whatever that is for each of us. Allies, as this final highest could be done invocation is completing, please share this good medicine with everyone on Earth and all beings in the universe and all beings on Earth too, not just the humans. So please spread this good medicine far and wide to all beings who will be helped by it. Thank you. And we folks on the call will actually be further blessed by doing this, because when you give, you receive. And the spreading comes from infinite, abundant divine source. Ooh, yeah, it's feeling so good. Passivity just for a moment longer. Wow, good stuff. Thank you, allies. Thanks for blessing us so beautifully. Thanks for spreading the good medicine around. And it is time to close. Pachamama Mamakia Viracocha Inti Quichi Thank you, beautiful allies and beautiful human helpers. So grateful to all of you for making this such an exquisite event. As we close, beautiful divine allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this event, live or on the recording, please stay with them for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Beautiful divine allies, where would it serve highest good to go? Where would it serve? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate, and to whom? All right, that formally closes the container. If y'all got to go, you can go. But if you want to hang around for a few minutes for Q&A and feedback, that's fine too. Thanks so much for all of you who came. So anyone who's still here and who has a question or comment, feel free to unmute yourself and speak or type it in the chat. Jennifer, hey. Thank you. Hey, Nicole, hi.
Hey. I wanted to report a really cool success with the invocations. Okay. And that was that I had COVID earlier this year, well, a few weeks ago, and I seem to have developed a small arrhythmia from that. And basically, I was getting these flutters, you know, anywhere from several times a minute to every few minutes.
Hmm. Okay.
And so last night I decided I needed to work on that, along with the grief around my partner leaving and stuff, all heart chakra stuff.
Sure.
And so I did an invocation. I fell asleep. I was out for about 45 minutes, but I was tracking throughout it. Not one flutter. Remember, I was having them several times a minute to every few minutes. So not one flutter during, and I think I've had maybe three since then.
Wow.
Last night. Yeah. Yeah. There was another really cool thing that happened involving a past life that I remembered and sort of simultaneously started to release, but that was after the invocation. But yeah, the invocation cleared a big chunk of the arrhythmia. So that was really cool.
Well, I am just so delighted to hear that. Thanks.
Yeah, me too. was really delighted to feel it. It was very cool. Yeah.
Good evidence. The invocations work.
Great. Thank you.
Well done, Nicole.
Thanks.
If I'm remembering, when you first were starting with these things, Nicole, it was kind of slow going for you at first, and they weren't really effective in the initial work.
They no, they were. It's just I have so much stuff I need to work through. I mean, I'm trying to dump all the karma from all my lifetimes, and it's just hell on wheels. So, okay. Yeah.
So you're ambitious and they're working, it sounds like.
Yeah, they do work. I just, part of me still wishes that they would go faster and or deeper and or just get it done already, you know, all of it. Right. But yeah, they definitely, I keep returning to them because
okay,
they
good.
Really help. And they're so efficient. They're just so simple and quick and efficient.
All
yeah
right, cool. Thank you so much, Nicole. I
thank
love
you.
That. Faye typed, thank you, Benjamin and everyone. And Deb typed, I received all the healing I needed serving as a hollow reed. Thank you, Deb. Wow. So great to know. Anyone else with a question or comment? You can speak it or put it in the chat, whatever you like. Sara said, lots of yawning. Ooh, you made me yawn. Yeah, yawning is a very common form of release when you're doing shamanic work. I yawn a lot when I'm facilitating, as you all probably know very well. Greg typed, I always become deeply relaxed, like I can't even keep my eyes open during these hollow reed blessings. Or healings. Why does this happen? So the deep relaxation lets us know that you're doing it properly, Greg. Deep relaxation is one way to perceive the divine self embodying you more fully, or strong energy coming through in a good way. And it's okay. I mean, your eyes shouldn't be open anyway. So closing them is actually good. What I feel like is happening, and I'm getting the intuition, is that you're acclimatizing to the level of work that we do here. And if you stick with us and persevere, it'll become more easy to manage, and you'll be able to have a greater feeling of alertness. But the energies are kind of strong compared to what you're used to, I think. And just persevere, Greg, if you're willing, and I believe that it will become easier over time. Is the best answer I can give you on that. So there's some typing going on. Let me see if I can catch up. Nicole said, great. Chinese medicine is different from homeopathy. It's fantastic for migraines. But Jennifer said, thank you. I've had acupuncture for years, but I did not get relief for the migraines. I think I'm back in the chat where they were going on about the migraines. Yeah, so... And then Nicole said, cervical vascular instability is one of the proximal preconditions for migraines. And I almost understand that. That's a lot of technical language. Nicole clearly knows her stuff there. And it's helpful to Jennifer. Greg said, it's very pleasant, though. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, perseverance is good. The awakening goes deeper. It becomes easier to work with the energy. You become more conscious of it in a more intricate and detailed way. So it's just perseverance pays off with this kind of work. Michelle says, most grateful for the loving, supportive energy and community. Thank you, Benjamin, for guiding us. Oh, my pleasure. I love doing this stuff. And anyone else with a question or comment before we wrap it up? Last call. Greg said, thank you, Benjamin, and everyone else. Thank you, Greg. I'm always grateful to everyone who shows up and helps hold space for these things and volunteers. All right, that feels like a wrap. Big gratitude to everyone who participated. So grateful to each and every one of you for allowing this extraordinary stuff to happen. It's all of us co-creating it. Jennifer said, I'm so grateful for you all. Me too. All right, that's a wrap, folks. Big thanks. We'll be back again next week with more events. And big gratitude to all of you again. Bye-bye.